Our guest in the studio is Nancy Hopper. Our topic is the proposal for home rule in Morgan County. We've got a special election. You should have your ballot if you're a Morgan County voter. Tuesday, March the 10th, and there's two questions on there. One is, should we proceed to consider home rule for Morgan County? And then we have an election for the commission that would be the people that draft the home rule. And Nancy, you're one of the candidates for that. So let's just start, I guess, with the bigger picture of home rule and the consideration of that, and then we can talk about what the commission's role might be. So appreciate your taking the time. So let's just throw that out there. The Morgan County commissioners have started this process, and we're going to be considering home rule. And so you've put your name in the hat. What made you decide to do that, and kind of what's your overall thoughts on this issue?
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you. I guess the reason I put my hat in is I saw it kind of posted on a Facebook ad that they were doing this, and I know that Douglas County had just had an option with this in the last election, and it was defeated soundly by 70%, and a lot of concern that went on there. So that kind of piqued my interest as to why we, as a very conservative state and county, would be looking at this as well. And so I began to look into the documents to see what it really entailed, and decided this might be something that I wanted to venture into. So I did pick up a petition and get the signatures required and get my name on the ballot. I believe in transparency, and I also believe in multiple voices, diversity in voices. If we're going to do something, we need to make sure that everyone is represented well.
So you're a candidate for the commission that, if this initial question passes, would draft the potential charter. But as I understand it, you're opposed to Morgan County adopting home rule.
That is correct. I put my name on it and got everything in there. And as I said, I continued to research at that time. The first public meeting that the county commissioners had where they truly invited the public to get informed was February 12th, which is way past the deadline that petitioners wanted to have their name on the commission ballot. That was January 5th was the deadline. And keep in mind, this was a special election that was voted on the day before Thanksgiving. So there wasn't a lot of information out there. After doing my research, I thought, yes, this is something I really do need to be on. And so I do oppose it. But again, I think you need to have, if you have everybody in favor of it, I always say it's like you give a kid a dollar and they're going to go spend five. Well, you need to have somebody to pull back a little bit. And so
right.
I just want to make sure that it's a balanced committee, that we're looking at all issues. Yes, I'm a no vote, but I've always said that if this passes, I represent the electorate of this county and will do my best to serve.
Well, let's take it in two pieces then. Let's start with, should Morgan County proceed with home rule? And then the second part of the conversation can be, if you're on this commission, what sorts of provisions would you like in there? But let's start with, should we say yes or no to the question to go forward with home rule?
Well, in my opinion, this is a no vote. There's a lot of reasons why that. First of all, county home rule has very little authority. It's not like city home rule, which is constitutional. So county home, it doesn't have the authority to do a lot. I think this is a pushback on some of the things that might be coming down from the legislature, and I understand that, but I don't believe this is the right way to do it. So the county commissioners have spent $40,000 to get on the ballot. If this is a yes vote, that's going to spend another $40,000 potentially. I think their goal is to have it on the November ballot, so it might cost a little less, but then you're rushing a process to change your local government at the county level, and I don't think that needs to be rushed. So somewhere between $20,000 and $40,000. My point here is, you're spending money and you're going to get very little return. If you think you're going to push against the state, as my analogy to this is, if you're a toddler and you're throwing a fit because you don't like what mom and dad have told you, chances are good mom and dad aren't going to roll over. And so I think it sets us up for lawsuits and so forth, and more expenditures in the long run. So I oppose this.
So are there Are there things you think the county should, not just Morgan County, but maybe all counties in our situation, but Morgan County, are there things that we should push back against the state, but just not through this mechanism?
Well, the commissioners belong to an organization called CCI, so it's County Commissioners, Inc., and they have three lobbyists. And that's where you use your lobbyists to do this work for you. And in my opinion, if they're not happy with their lobbyists, then they maybe need to go with a different organization or so forth. But there's a better route to do this than to set us up for legal issues. I know Mr. Becker said, well, if we oppose something and we don't have to get into a legal suit, we can just say, oops, well, okay, fine. Well, that's not. Why are we spending all this money to say, oops? So do the process right. And I don't think this is a fiscally sound. I don't think this is responsible. Yeah.
So let's break that into two pieces. If this process, let's just say there was no cost to adopting home rule, is that something we should consider? So I guess the question is it just the matter of the cost-benefit analysis?
But
let's break it apart. So if this process was free, should we consider home rule in that case?
Well, I guess my thinking is if it's free to implement, I guess you could look at it, but I don't still think that's the right way to do it because the state's still not going to let you roll over
and
do that. So there's always going to be a cost, whether there's a cost up front to implement.
Right.
And if you were blessed not to have that, you're still going to have a cost here. Keep in mind, part of this too is the commissioners indicated on February 12th that they were not looking necessarily at hiring a county manager. But then in one of the other meetings I went to, they indicated that that probably would be a good process is to hire a county manager. Well, a county manager isn't going to come free. The comment was made that they're spending about $300 every time they have to use the county attorney, and so maybe it would be more cost effective just to go with a county manager. Great. But unless your county manager is an attorney, you're still contacting an attorney.
Expenses.
So I don't buy that. There's a lot of things that could happen under a charter. For example, one of the things they indicated that they were looking at doing is eliminating the election of the county surveyor and just have that position appointed. Technically, they could appoint a sheriff and a coroner and all of that. That's not where they've indicated.
If it was in the charter
uh-huh. and the charter was approved.
Right.
That is not where the current county commissioners are saying that they're wanting to go. The only one they've actually addressed is the surveyor. They do want to look at the pay scale and kind of review that over time, maybe in a 5-year time period. They wanted to review the ambulance services, and they talked about the cost of ambulance services here and review policies and that they already currently have. So I think a lot of those things they can already do without going home rule. And so.
Right. And that's my understanding, too. Several of those examples. So what is your understanding that, let's say we did go with the home rule route, as you mentioned, for counties, it's a much smaller subset of things than a home rule city, such
right.
as Fort Morgan, as an example. So what are the things that the county could do with home rule in place, as you understand it?
As I understand it, the example that keeps being given is that it's land use. But when I ask specifically, like, what land use issues or which statutes are you referring to, I never get an answer. And I don't, a lot of people haven't been getting answers. I know House Bill 1001 came up in one of the discussions. And as I read it, even if we had home rule, there was nothing we could do with that. It wouldn't have any impact on it. And the other one was, I think it was Senate Bill 97, the criminalization or decriminalization of prostitution. And everyone is saying, well, that's just going to lead to sex trafficking. Home rule's not going to change that. And so I'm upset about throwing out random bills that people don't understand. I want to know what the statute is that you're really concerned about. And I've not been given an answer to that. And so to me, that's a lack of transparency and misleading. I think a lot of times what comes up is this is an opportunity for us to fight big government. Well, I guess in your view or some people's view, that might be true, but you're just going to cause a big bill for yourself.
Right, right. So. We're visiting with Nancy Hopper, who is a candidate for the, what's it called, the Home
Charter
Rule
Charter
Commission. And this, if this passes, then if the answer to the first question is yes, then this commission will be formed to draft the charter. So if we get to that point, are there some specific things that you're interested in seeing in a charter or making sure are not in a charter?
Well, my thing seeing not in a charter is that they don't increase the amount of commissioners, and I don't think that's one thing they're doing. My thing is, if you're going to hire a county manager with the salaries that we're already paying our county commissioners for technically a part-time job, then maybe they cut their salaries and have to pay for that other position, so it's not an increase to the taxpayer. And so that's one of the things I would look for. Where are you getting the funds? I know that one of the comments was made that just to get this on the ballot is some of the money that they've had with positions that haven't been filled. Well, I guess that's a great way to save some money to move forward on something, but that's not going to help you in the long run. And so where's this money coming from? Are we going to impose additional fees in the county to pay for this?
And would those would those things be built into the charter?
You can put fees into the charter,
okay.
And you can create positions in the charter. As I said, you can also change the number of county commissioners. You can change the salary format that I understand. You can write some things around the land use, I suppose. That's what I'm being told, but I don't know what that would technically be. And then you can also, I don't believe this is where it's heading, other than the, as I said, the county surveyor, you can actually remove elections of county officials in this charter. I don't think that would pass in this county, but technically under that rule, you could put that in a charter, but...
Right. So as this process works, just hypothetically, if the voters say yes next week, and then the commission... drafts a charter, then it still has to go to the voters again.
That is correct. And so, again, that's where that I'm estimating $20,000 to $40,000. If they get it on the November ballot, it may not be the $40,000 ticket we're paying now for March because we already have an election. But you're not going to get on that ballot for nothing. And so it's going to cost us some money. And so I'm estimating anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000. And then that ballot, that charter commission would be voted on, and that's a yes or no. So if it's yes, then we move forward and we implement those things that are in that charter. If it's a no, then my guess is, do the commissioners want to come back and call the charter commission in again and redo something? And then are we going to go back for an additional $40,000 expense, or is it a duck
right.
in the road? So
whose decision is that? Because as I understand it, there can be a second vote, but if the second one fails, then you have to, there's a cooling off period. But,
right.
But I guess I haven't learned what the answer is. If it fails in November, who gets to decide?
And
is that the commission?
I think that's where my understanding is, yes, and I could be totally wrong on that,
uh-huh.
but that's my understanding, yes. That the commission would come back and decide whether or not they wanted to go forward again with modifications.
All right. So it's just, it's an interesting process. And one of the things is this is pretty rare in Colorado.
Exactly.
So there's not a lot of previous experience to go on.
That is correct. There are only two counties in Colorado. One is Pitkin, very wealthy county, and the other one is Weld County, also pretty wealthy with the land or the oil and so forth revenues. Just a note, though, the county commissioners in Weld County were sued last year and lost with the Supreme Court. What they wanted to do was redistrict the commissioner lines and so forth, and that was found that they did not have, they said they had that authority under home rule, and they were found to be in error, and they could not do that.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of technicalities
in that one.
I'm just curious about what you know about the Douglas County discussion, and they strongly voted against it. What were the arguments for and against in Douglas County?
I visited with some, as you know, in education and so forth, and I visited with the superintendent Erin Call out of there and some other people, and she said probably one of the big things was the county commissioners current were promising a lot of things that they were going to do under home rule that people just didn't understand. And for example, one of the things they were going to do is take over the school board and appoint school board directors, which statutorily they can't, but people don't understand sometimes. And even the county commissioners who had been prior commissioners said this just is not effective. The four more or less the same things I'm saying. It's not cost effective. You're not going to be able to win these battles. This is not the way to go. And so it very much was defeated soundly in a very conservative county in Colorado.
Right. So maybe one of the things for the counties to do is to get more authority put in for county options and local option and that sort of thing. What do you think of that?
Okay, define that for me.
Well, I'm just saying if the county home rule was more like the municipality home rule and there was more substance to it that gave the counties more power.
Sure. And I believe, and that would be a constitutional change because, as I said, it's municipal home rule is constitutional. The other county home rule is not. That would be a state decision, and I'm betting.
Well, actually, I think it is in the Constitution. It's just a different provision.
Title. It's
yes.
a different title.
Yes,
yes,
exactly.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But that would be a state legislator decision. And if that was to happen, which I don't foresee, but if it did, then that might be beneficial. You look at a cost analysis benefit here. There's no benefit, really, for us to do this at this time. Should the Constitution change? Maybe, but for right now,
that's not what it is at this time.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting discussion. We appreciate your taking the time to do this. I always appreciate anyone that puts their name on the ballot. So we appreciate your doing that. And we'll remind people to cast their ballot.
Absolutely.
And that has to be into the county clerk and recorder's office by Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
That is correct.
Very good. March the 10th,
10th.
Right?
Yes.
All right. Nancy Hopper, candidate for the commission, a commission she's hoping doesn't get formed.
That is correct.
So appreciate your time this morning. Interesting discussion. Thanks very much.
Thank you.